Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-workers, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show that airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, we bring you the ministry, which is your half-hour inspirational program, that airs every Friday from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we welcome all of you all who are now joining us this evening, and we certainly thank you for that. We try to keep our focus when we bring the Friday night show as close to keeping it as spiritual as possible. So if we do get sidetracked, and it seems like sometimes we may interchange with the Tuesday show by bringing things in, we certainly trust that you would forgive us for that and bear with us. I trust that you've had a very good week this week, and certainly we're looking forward to the things and activities of this evening as we bring you tonight's program. I wanted to say to everybody, you know, be inspired, be uplifting. Tonight we're going to bring you part one of a three-part series, that is, and it's on Count Your Blessings. Count Your Blessings. And, you know, as I think about things, there are so many things out there that we can certainly be thankful for. I mean, a lot of things that we can be thankful for. And I think that if we get caught up into being frustrated in life, I think that that can be, and this is just my humble opinion, if I were God, that would be insulting to me. It really would be that if there was someone that was always complaining, someone that was always bickering, someone that just didn't seem like they enjoyed life, no matter what goes on. And certainly there are people out there that are like that, and I'm not trying to pass judgment on anyone. But, you know, if you can't find anything to be thankful for, and anything to share the word of God with, you know, that how you've been blessed, then, you know, you just don't make anybody else's life miserable by your complaining, because you're spreading the unnecessary germs that can cause that bacteria, the unnecessary ones that can cause illnesses, you know, into people's spirits. And so I would say, instead of, you know, being negative or having your thoughts of always registering complaints, you know, just start on a daily basis trying to do something else. So let me get right into our study for this evening. Father, we invite them to our presence. Be with us as we go with that which you have given me for the people tonight listening around the world. These and other blessings we thank you for. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, there's a scripture in Galatians 3:14 that says that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You know, faith has a lot to do with so many things. It really does. And it's about your relationship with God. And that relationship is coming to God with a walk of faith, and believing that he is God. And that faith can work wonders in your life if you exercise your faith And it doesn't mean that you're going to have a good day every single day. But if you just trust God, that, you know what, God, I know you're working things on my behalf, and everything's going to just work out the way it's supposed to work out, because this is God's world. It really is. We're part of his beings that he has created, and he wants us to enjoy life. He wants us to enjoy life. So tonight's topic is Count Your Blessings, part one of a three-part series. And there are so many things that we can just be thankful of and just count our blessings on. And I want to touch on some of those tonight as we look at various scriptures. Do you know that out of the mouth, the mouth can be, or the tongue can be a deadly thing? And the Bible talks about that. The tongue is sharper than a two-edged sword. You can say things and really can hurt people with that tongue. And the tongue, the Bible tells us, also is hard to tame. You know, Psalms 109:17, when we talk about blessings, yes, he loved cursing, and it came back upon him. He delighted not in blessing, and it was far from him. Psalms 109:17. So, you know, you start to look at that scripture and read the context surrounding that scripture, because you have people out there that certainly will curse matters. They will just curse matters. And for whatever reason that seems apparent to them, that's within their spirit. They have allowed somewhere along the way for these things to come into their spirit. And then when they look at it, when you look at it, he delighted not in blessing. He wasn't, I interpret this at this particular part, or this particular portion, to be someone that did not delight in the blessing, did not recognize the blessings of God. And it was, therefore, the blessings were far from him. Now, you know what? One of the blessings that I think we start off with is just the simple thought of breath. You know, life. I mean, I am so excited about life. I really am. And, you know, if you can, you know, this morning when I struggled to get out of bed, because I went to bed rather late, and, of course, if you don't feel that you've gotten all of your sleep out, then you're not going to feel like really getting up. And then as I lay there and my alarm clock went off, and normally I don't even need an alarm, but I've been setting it lately, and I put it on snooze, and I just thought to myself, what is the motivation for people to get out of bed and to go forward? What would inspire someone? What motivates you to just get up? Is it the money that you got to get to, therefore you go to work? What is the motivation? What about the ones who don't necessarily are not struggling financially? What is their motivation? Is it their job that they enjoy doing? What about those that are not even working, perhaps? That what's their motivation for getting up? Is it that they're looking to find something to do? They may not need the money, but are they bored, or decide they can't sleep any longer? What is their motivation to get up out of bed? And I want you all that are listening tonight to think about that for yourself. And oftentimes you find people who are frustrated, who are miserable in their own lives. They can find a number of reasons to complain about once they do, you know, wake up. But, you know, the thing that that came to me is this morning, what's my motivation to get up? It's and I concluded that, you know, it's a brand new day, a brand new day that God has given me. This is a brand new day. And you know what? This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And, you know, if you have a choice, you know, and that's what we have sometimes. I mean, we often, all the time, we have that choice. And if your choice is, you know what, I can be depressed this day as I get up out of bed. I can have different emotions. I can be sad. I can complain about something that took place that I didn't necessarily agree with. I can complain about how the traffic was on my way to work. I can complain about, you know, how the weather may have been inclement during the course of the day. I can complain about if it was too hot, yet it was a sunny day. I can complain about whether or not it was, you know, it snowed or something. It was 2 inches of snow. I can complain if it was hail that was hitting the cars and damaging them. I can complain if it was a windstorm. I mean, people can find so many. The list can go on and on and on. And I can assure you that if you called up 10 people and you asked them just to give you some things that people can complain about from day to day, 10 people, and I can assure you that somewhere within that list of 10 people and you're asking them for 10 things to complain about, you're going to find some commonalities of the complaints that people register. And then you may find some things that are shocking that people complain about. And you say, oh, I never would have thought of these things that people actually complain about. And so you may find that to be rather surprising. But then if we look and we ask 10 people, what are some of the positive things that you can embrace life with? You know, in terms of counting your blessings. Counting your blessings. You see, if you're dead, you don't know the difference anyway. If you're dead, and I'm being very practical, you don't know the difference anyway. But if you've got life in you, if you've got, which means you've got breath in you, the ability to breathe, you know, in and out, that's what keeps us going. And so if you've got that in you, there's substance. There's something right there, just the fact that you've got the breath of life, that means you've got something to be grateful for. That's a blessing. That, to me, is the beginning blessing. The beginning blessing. And, you know, and then we take a look at another one, and that is that God loves you. God loves you so much that the Bible tells us in John 3:16 that he gave his only begotten son. God loves you that much. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now that is deep. That is deep. God loves you so much. John 3:16 tells us that. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And to me, that's love. And then the Bible tells us that no greater love will a man have, that he will lay down his life for his fellow man. And that's what Jesus did for us. You know, so my number two on that list that we're talking about here first is life. Life. Having the breath of life. That's the first blessing. And these, of course, this is my humble opinion. That's the start of the very first blessing because, see, if you're dead, if you don't have life, you don't know what blessings are anyway. You have no knowledge of anything if you're dead. So you don't know, so it doesn't really even matter. But if you have the breath of life in you, the breath of God in you, then you know what? You need to be grateful. You need to be thankful. You need to count that as your number one blessing. And tonight we're going to look at least 10, you know, and I will present those in my humble opinion as one of those possibly 10 people that will look for 10 good things to count our blessings. And each week, we're doing this three-part series, and this is part one. And I say to you, count the blessing of life. Let that be your first one. Count that. The breath of life. God is breathing through you. His breath is what we're breathing. So count that as your number one blessing. And you know what? I'm telling you, this morning as I was getting out of bed, what is my motivation? What is my inspiration to get up? And it's having life. Having life. You know, having life. And to know that I woke up again this morning and there were people that perhaps somewhere around the world that did not have anything. They did not wake up. They died in their sleep. So the number two blessing that I'm counting is to know that God loves me so much that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. You know, so I mean, that is amazing. That sacrifice, that's a tremendous sacrifice. That is a tremendous sacrifice. And you know, number three, count your blessings. Count your blessings. And this is number three is something to look forward to. Something to look forward to. And let me tell you, you fill in the blank, whatever that is, whatever that something is, to look forward to. That means there's somewhere there is, when we're looking forward to something, that means there's the element of hope. There's the element of hope. It could be that, you know what, you're so excited, like a kid, maybe traveling with their parent or parents. And because they're getting ready to go out of town, it could be to one of the attractions out there. And this kid, and because the parent has told them, oh, we're going to be going to the Disney World or to Busch Gardens or one of these attractions out there. And the kids of age, you know, 8 or 9, and they've had so many things, heard so many things about these attractions. And they've not gone, or they've gone and they're looking forward to going back. But leading up to this time, that child, the closer it gets to that day that they're going to be traveling, the less likely that child is able to get a good night's sleep in some cases, because they become so excited. They have something to look forward to, and that gives them the hope. And they will become so disappointed if the parents say, oh, we can't go today. We can't go today. And you will have 100,000 whys. Why can't we go? You know, it could be 6 feet of snow out, or it's just raining, cats and dogs, as they use the expression. And the child still wants to know, why can't we go? And you're trying to tell them, it's raining at Disney World. It's not a good day because we can get wet. They may not understand that, because their hope was in that. Their desire, their inspiration, their motivation was having something to look forward to. And so here we go to recap again. Counting our blessings, number one, the breath of life. Just having life. Number two, knowing that God, because you have life, now you can know that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. That's how much he loves you, okay? That he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Then we take a look at number three, as I said, something to look forward to. Something to look forward to. And just like those children, you know, wake up with something to look forward to. And if you don't have anything to look forward to, then the night before you go to bed, try to create a list of at least 5 things that you can look forward to tomorrow. It could be that, you know what, your situation might be where you're depressed and you complain so much. Start changing the way that you think. Start doing that and write down 5 things every night before you go to bed for you to look forward to. You know, and here I'll give you even a list. You know, if you have children, look forward to maybe calling your children or at least one of them a day and just sharing some good news with them. The good news is that you woke up again and that God loves them. And you can spread this word to them, this message to them. Hey, look forward to something every single day, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation. You know, and remind them, if you woke up this morning, that's the gift from God. And then because God loves you so much, that's the second thing. And now the third thing, as I said, have something to look forward to. Send that message to them. The fourth thing, you know, let me give you those 5 first. If you're a depressed person, you can call your children. You can look forward to watching one of your favorite shows on television that may come on that next day, whether it's I Love Lucy or an old Turner classic movie. but something to look forward to. That's two. Number three, you know, you might pick up the phone to call a friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time. Something to look forward to. And if you get their answer machine, leave them a voice message, but a positive one. And then maybe call another friend or another family member that you haven't talked to. That's three. Number four, you might want to just get in the car and take a drive to treat yourself to something. You say, you know what? Even if it's going to McDonald's to get you an ice cream cone, but something to look forward to. Number five, you might decide, you know what? I'm going to cook me a meal for someone or cook my special or my favorite dish. Those are just five things that I've just given you. But of those five, there is something that you can certainly look forward to. And we're going to give you 10 things to be blessed with tonight. We're going to give you 10, at least, because tonight's topic is count your blessings. And this is, as I said, part one of a three-part series. And so these are the things that I want you to stay true to. These are the things that I want you to hold fast to. Because let me tell you something. When you count your blessings, you know, I believe, and this is my humble opinion, I may not be able to give you scripture on it because nothing comes to mind right now and with my research. But I can tell you this, that when you count your blessings, like I told you earlier, when you complain, if I were God, that would frustrate me. And I might just take you out of your misery. And you know, but the thing is, I'm not God. And he has patience with us, a whole lot more patience than I do. And let me tell you something. So on the contrary, if you want to do something, you know, count your blessings and be thankful, be grateful. Be grateful and say, you know what, instead of it being something negative, I'm going to be positive. Have something to look forward to. Do something, you know, and then number four, we're going to give you, okay? Number four, do something nice for someone. This will help you to take the pressure or the focus off of yourself. Do something nice for someone. You know, something nice for someone without expecting anything in return, without talking about what you've done. Do it genuinely from the heart. That's what I want you to do. Do something nice for somebody else. This will help you to take the focus off of you and give it to somebody else. And so we're going to give you, as I said, we're going to give you 10. Number five, you know, appreciate God's weather. You know, because you have no control over it. I'm telling you, appreciate, learn to appreciate God's weather. Because, I mean, think about it. The weather serves a purpose that maybe even scientifically we don't always understand. So learn to appreciate. You know, if you lived in a place where, you know, right now in parts of Florida, we're experiencing a rainy season. And you hear the weather forecasters that come on a daily and saying, well, the weekend's going to be messed up because there's rain in the forecast, 70% or more in the forecast. And, okay, if I were God again now, you know, okay, and I may do some topics on that. If I were God, that would be insulting to me. Because now you're saying that I'm causing you all to have a miserable weekend because your plans can't be carrying out what you wanted to. But then, you know, and if I were God, you want to know what's a horrible weekend? Let me not send some rain, okay? Let me not send rain for several months and see how you like me now. You understand? So we got to learn to appreciate God's weather because we have no control over it. And we also must learn to respect his weather. Because, see, if it doesn't rain, you're going to start the state, the county, the local government will start going on water rations, you know, where you can't even water your grass, okay, every day, like maybe you were accustomed to doing. And you can't water your cars, or you can't be seen watering your cars wash your cars. I mean, wash your cars. I said water your cars. Okay, washing your cars. Okay, so then all of a sudden now let it be, you know, let him send weather a certain way. All right, then he can always choose to just let it be hot for a long period of time. Then what are you going to do? You're like, I wish it would rain. I wish it would rain. When you complained when it rained, you know, it was going to be a miserable weekend. We need to learn to appreciate and respect God's weather. All right? Number six, we need to take better care of our bodies. We sure do. We need to take better care of our bodies. Because did you not know the Bible tells us that the body is the temple of God? The temple of God. And God wants us to take care of our bodies. We're running out of time now, so I got to speed it up just a little bit more. So taking care of our bodies is taking care of our health. And that's what we need to be able to do. And I want to give you three more here. You know, we need to take care of our families. We really do. We need to take better care of our families. You see, and I often say that you got to take care of yourself first in order to be able to take care of somebody else. You know? And number eight, because we're running out of time, I want to speed it up a little bit. We need to be our brother, be mindful. We need to be mindful of being our brother's keeper. That's right. You heard me. We need to be mindful of being our brother's keeper. That becomes so important. That becomes vitally important. You know what? And then number nine I want to give you. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. And I want this one to digest. I really do with you. Stop complaining. Just make an effort to stop complaining about anything. Stop complaining about anything. And then I want you finally, number 10 for the night, I want you to make a decision to have, no matter what the day is, no matter what the weather is, I want you to make a decision, whether it's the night before you go to bed or the morning that you wake up. If God gave you the breath to wake up that next morning, I want you to make the decision to have a wonderful day. And you can call that into existence even the night before and say, you know what? No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the condition is tomorrow, no matter what goes through, you know, with life, no matter what cards I'm dealt with, I'm going to make a decision that on tomorrow I'm going to have a wonderful day. And it starts right now where I am. Make the decision to have that you're going to have a not just an ordinary day, okay? But I want you to make the decision to have a wonderful, wonderful day. And you know what? And chances are when you start putting that, feeding that into your spirit on a daily basis, I can assure you that your spirit will be receptive to that very thing. And before you know it, you will, every day will become a wonderful day to you. So just to recap real quickly, number one, life. Count your blessing of life. Number two, God's love, that God loves you so much. Number three, something to look forward to. Number four, do something nice for someone. This will take the focus off of you. Number five, learn to appreciate and respect God's weather. Number six, take care of your body, your health. And number seven, take better care of your loved ones. Take better care of your loved ones. Number eight, be mindful of being our brother's keeper. Number nine, stop complaining. And number 10, make a decision to have a wonderful day. We're out of time now, but I trust that this program has been a blessing to you. You can listen to it in the archives 15 minutes after we've concluded. We hope that you will join us next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. If you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us again next Friday, night at 8 to 8:30 for your half-hour inspirational program. Until then, I say to all of my listeners, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.